Welcome to the Authentic Persuasion Show. On this episode, I want to replay part of a previous show. Maybe you heard the original full-length episode, and this could be a great refresher and reminder. Or maybe this is your first time hearing this content, and the timing could be just right to help you leverage authentic persuasion today in your role. No matter what, here's to your success. This is the Authentic Persuasion Show. My suggestion, stop comparing, stop worrying about what other people are doing, and embrace who you are, embrace your strengths, and embrace what you like, don't like, how you operate, what you don't do. And this is the biggest thing. And then if we look in the animal kingdom, our primal brain wants to do the same thing. And I know I keep talking about the primal brain a lot and the amygdala, that part of our brain that's focused on survival and thriving as a group and a tribe. But this is so important. It's interesting that if you want to be really effective at sales and selling and persuading people, first you have to understand how your mind is working and what has gone into your mind over these millennia as a human, as a species, and then also apply those to your prospect so you understand what you're up against in their mind that they might not even be aware about, such that you can help persuade them to make a change. And so that's the reason why I keep bringing this up. The more you can study this stuff, the more you can study human behavior, the brain, the subconscious, limitations, fears, what holds people back, their desires, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, those kind of things. The more you can study that, I firmly believe it will make you a more effective salesperson and potentially just a more effective human, because you will understand what makes you tick, what makes you happy, and how to do more of that so you can be happy and effective in this lifetime. So the thing is if we look at the animal kingdom, and this is important when we're talking about your strengths, is a lot of people don't embrace their strengths. They don't embrace who they are as an individual. And the reason why is individuals get killed. And what do I mean by that? Well, if we look at the animal kingdom, and I'll talk about the one that I know really well, which is the water, the ocean, the sea, is if we look at fish, there's a lot of fish that school. And some of them, you've ever seen those videos where there's a school of fish, it's really tight school. And it almost like this, like heaping ball as it's just kind of swarming around, almost like a swarm of bees, except it's actually fish. And then what happens is you see in these nature videos where there's a predator that's coming at it and wants to eat it, right? Maybe there's a tuna that's trying to eat these bait fish. And this thing, it's even called a bait ball. And where there's just this ball, tuna's trying to get to it. The problem is that when it's in that ball, there's so many things going on that literally the fish, the predator that's trying to attack it and eat, can't pick out a single target. And the problem is that they can't pick out a single target. So they're going in blind and they're just charging through it. Fish move out of the way. Nothing, unless it's just really unlucky, is going to get eaten. And so the animal kingdom has learned to do that in some situations where those fish are schooling to protect themselves. You'd think, okay, well, if they're in that big ball, it'd make it easier to eat as they go through it. That's just not the case because they can't single out one target. And then what happens is you'll see in these videos, these nature videos, where one fish will break off from the group, or the predator fish will tear through and break off a couple of fish that get, you know, sidetracked or lose track of the school of fish, the big bait ball. Then what happens is there's one or two fish that are outliers and they're on their own. Predator sees them, locks in on that one target, and they're toast, right? Going straight after it. Once that one stands out, it's over. In schooling fish, they know that's the case. The ones who get separated from the group, from the school, get killed. It's also why if you look at another animal, which is sheep, where sheep, it's interesting, and there's even a term for this that we use as people in our society, which is, you know, being a black sheep. And being a black sheep means that you stand out. And the reason why and where that comes from is sheep are generally one color, mostly bred to be white, mostly to be consistent. The challenge is that when a sheep comes out as a different color and just some genetic thing happens, they come out as black or spots or stripes, then what happens is there's now one that stands out that's different. So rest of the sheep are one color. You've got one that's a different color. What happens when wolves or predators come? Well, if you've ever seen sheep, they flock and they run together. And it's this big marshmallowy blob that you can't really tell which one is which. It's hard to identify one sheep out of this mass, this flock that's running around, especially running from a predator, unless there's one that's different. When there's one that's different, it stands out. And that one that stands out, it's easy to lock in on, right? Then the predators can lock in on that one that's different and say, going after that one, right? And then that one gets taken out. And our brain feels the same way. Our mind, because we're a tribal society, wants to fit in and doesn't want to stand out for that same reason. That's why, again, you hear that term, the black sheep of the family, the black sheep of the group. It's that person who's different. They're one of these things is not like the other, right? Like they're not playing along. They're not doing what everyone else is doing in that family. Maybe everyone's a doctor and you got this one person who's doing something different as a career. And then they're considered the black sheep. They're different. They stand out. They're moving to the beat of their own drum. And in this situation, what I want you to do is fight that instinct, fight the innate human survival side of us that wants to fit in. And it's not that we just want to fit in because we're just a lemming that wants to go along with it. It goes deeper than that because fitting in means we're with the tribe. If we're with the tribe, then we're going to survive. If we're not with the tribe, we're out on our own in the cold, dangerous world. And that's not a good place to be. Usually don't make it. At least it wasn't that long ago when people who weren't a part of the tribe were actually making it. So that's what our brain is doing. I want you to embrace your strength. I know this is a whole lot of background. You were thinking, hey, when is Jason going to get to the good stuff about helping me close more deals? And I am, because the key is you want to embrace who you are. You want to be okay with being different. You want to be you and authentically you.